over something to explain a little better, something I spoke about on a Thursday a few weeks ago, but I want to flesh it out a little bit and say it the way I really wanted to say it, not when I'm under the clock. Not that it's long, it's just a tiny drop longer than when I said it, but more importantly, I want to use it as a segue to appreciate the month of Adar Rishon. A lot of times we look at Adar Rishon, it's like Adar Sheni light. And we have Purim Katar instead of Purim. It's like Simcha maybe, Marbim Simcha possibly, depends who you ask. But the truth is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a month of Adar Rishon. It's a very, very, very powerful month. Very powerful. You know, I was thinking when we were singing now Ma'ashiv, I was thinking that we say Nidorei L'Hashem Ashalei, my promises, my Nidorim and Nidavos to Hashem, I will fulfill. Negdo no l'chol amo, in front of his whole nation. I remember one time, Neged also means the opposite, like Nasis Kenegdoi. I remember one time in Chaim Berlin, the Rav Aaron Schechter Zatzal was considering which Masechta to learn the next man. And he wanted to learn Nedarim. And the guys, the older guys, I was younger, but the older guys wanted to learn something else. And when they went around like to say Good Chodesh to him or something after davening on Rosh Chodesh, he said to one of the older guys, Nedarai Lashem Ashalim. So the guy answered, Negdo no l'chol amoy. But anyway, but that's not what it means. Nidorei l'Hashem HaShalem, I think of is very, very real to all of us. Nidorei l'Hashem HaShalem is, I'll give you examples of the Nidorei l'Hashem HaShalem. We don't make Nidorim b'zman hazeh. We don't make promises. We don't do that. It's not appropriate. Toiv mizeh u'mizeh, the Pasuk says, not to make a neder. The best thing, it's better. It's good to make a neder and to keep it, but even better than that is not to make a neder at all. That's what we hold. But you do make nedarim. The nedarim you make are the commitments that you make, like when you're davening to Hashem by Ne'ila, and in your heart you're making commitments, like when you're dancing on Simchas Torah and you're holding the Sefer Torah and you think about your relationship with Torah and you make a commitment. Like when you hear a shmooze and you have a moment of clarity and you make a commitment, those are in our hearts, those are our nedarim. And we daven to Hashem. We promise Him and we daven to Him to give us the opportunity to take those thoughts. You know what I mean? Like those thoughts when in our hearts we'll be like, this is the way I'm going to live. This is what I'm going to do. This is who I am. And we ask Hashem, Nedarei L'Hashem HaShalem, that we should be able to complete, we should be able to fulfill our nedarim. Negdo no l'chol amoy, together, in front of the whole nation, together with Gan Klal Yisrael. So I want to point out to you tonight how Adar Rishon is so powerful in that regard. And I want to resolve for you a seemingly difficult machloikis. Because the Shlo HaKadosh brings that Adar Rishon is a time, it represents a bad year. Not a bad year, but a difficult year. A year that we need to do more tshuva. That's what he says. A year that it's important that we need to do more tshuva than usual. And Reb Tzadik says, no. Reb Tzadik says, Adar Rishon represents a good year. It represents a year that a person could do very powerful tshuva. But it seems like two opposite approaches, that one of them looks at it as like an ominous year when you have Adar Rishon, and one of them looks at it as a year of opportunity. And by the time we're done in a few minutes, you'll see that hein hadvarim, that it's exactly the same thing. But let's do one thing at a time. Let's start, before we could talk about the month of Adar, let's talk about months. So, imagine this. This is like so incredible to imagine. The very, very first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael is given is the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. And it's l'chayra, a defining mitzvah. Right? L'chayra, it's the first mitzvah. It's going to define Klal Yisrael. This is a mitzvah that's, it's a, you know, you're standing with the troops. This is the first words you're going to tell them. It's the first words. Imagine that you get a job as a mashgiach, and you walk into your new yeshiva, and you're giving your first shmooze, and those first words, that's what this is. It's the first instructions from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the first words? Count according to the moon. Use the moon. Klal Yisrael are moinin la levana. Klal Yisrael counts their calendar based on the moon, not like the Umayis Ha'olam that are moinin lechama, that count based on the sun. And you, Klal Yisrael, get a count by the moon. So first of all, it seems to be a little bit of an anticlimactic mitzvah. That's the first mitzvah. Maybe the first mitzvah should be Anoichi Hashem Alekech Asher Yitzicham Eretz Mitzrayim. Maybe the first mitzvah should be V'yigisa Bayayim V'alayla. Like, the first mitzvah is the calendar should be by the moon. That's the first mitzvah. You know, kids do that sometimes. They're like, rush over to you, and they'll call out, like, you know, I'm Tati at home. Tati, Tati, Tati. What? What is it? What do you want? I saw a truck. Oh, that's what you wanted to tell me? Oh. You know, that. By the way, the real truth is, if you want to know the pshat and why kids do that, just parenthetically, is because it has nothing to do with the truck. What they really want is to be having a conversation with their father. Yeah. That's the real truth. But anyway, that's a side thing. So, but it's worse. It gets much worse than that, Rabbi Yisai. The Yalkut says, that Rabbi Huda Bar Ilai says, that it's only Derech Eretz that Klal Yisrael should count by the moon, and that Umar Yisraelim should count by the sun, because Klal Yisrael is katan, small, and the Umar Yisraelim are gadol, great. And it only makes sense. The moon is small, and Klal Yisrael is small. The sun is great, and the Umar Yisraelim are great. So, katan, mainin lekatan, v'gadol, mainin lekadol, it's Derech Eretz, that we should count to the moon. Could you imagine that? The very, very first mitzvah is, you're small, and you should count to the one that's small. Great. I'm very inspired now. I can't wait to hear the second mitzvah. What does that mean? I thought about this for a while, and I realized what a fool I was in thinking that that's the pshat in this chazal. And I recalled hearing once about the fact that when Esav HaRasha was born, he was born fully developed, like an adult. What's the pshat that Esav was born fully developed, like an adult, and Yaakov Avinu was born like a newborn child? The pshat is that Umayis HaOlam are who they are. They're where they need to be. If a guy is going to live an honest, good life in this world, so we'll say, okay, you're doing fine. That's perfect. That's great. He has a tafkin in this world, and his tafkin is to be the Adam of this world. That's his job. And if he does that, if he says, yeah, but what's my future? No, this is your future. This is where you are. You're home here. This is your makkah. We're not like that. We're not like that. In fact, I'm reminded now as I'm speaking of the unbelievable ha'ara that a ger, how many of you know a ger? Okay, a ger tzedek, like a ger that's from. Okay, a ger, if you know gerim, you know that they are very, very, very unique and passionate people. Okay? Now, what does ger mean?
Other?
What?
Other?
We use it as stranger. Gero Anoichi Ba'aretz. So that's a great title. That's a great title. And this, my dear friend, the Torah says I should love him. Well, yeah, but what is he? He's a stranger. Is that not strange? The answer is, Rabbi Yisai, I have many riots to this that I'm not going to say now. But the answer is that the ger used to live in this world. This used to be his makom. And as soon as he converted to Yiddishkeit, this became just the place where he does his job. But his makom is an olam haba. His makom is in the future. It's the greatest pride that we say, you are amazing. You've become a stranger here. You've transferred yourself, that this is your place of residence. You just made it your place of work. You're doing the job. You became a ger. Klal Yisrael, we're not satisfied with who we are. Each of us has inside of us a koyach to become transformed and to become something that brings out our koyaches on another level. We're not satisfied with who we are today. We have room to grow. There's more to grow, more to develop. There's more to climb up the ladder of Avodas Hashem. There's more ahead. We don't just say, okay, things are good. Now, this is good. You know, white picket fence, a house, 2.5 kids, 1.5 kids, a dog, a wife possibly, and I'm good to go. And that's it. I'm settled. I'm good. I'm settled. No, we don't do that. We're not settled. There's more ahead. We're in Golos. We need to bring Mashiach. We bring Mashiach. We need to go back to the Madrega of Adam, Arish, and Kaidam, Achet. There's a whole Madrega. There's huge Madregas ahead. We have more to grow. So Esav is born complete. It's not a Mila. It's a terrible Chisaron. He's born complete because there's no maturity to look forward to. This is it. But Yaakov Avinu is born as a baby. Zeh Katan. Gadol yeah. There's more to grow. So Klal Yisrael counts to the moon. Umay Sa'ilim count to the sun. The sun is complete. The sun is whole. It's a ball of fire. It's whole. So they count to the moon, not because they're bigger, but because they're complete. Gadol. They're already mature. They're complete. That's not a sign of greatness. It's a sign of staleness in a certain sense. It's a sign that this is where they are. But Katan, Mayne la Katan, we're always that moon. There's always more to grow. The moon, month, day by day of the month, gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And then when it's finished, we start over again. We don't start over where we started. We start over, we take the Madrego that we're on. Think about what you do in your learning, in your life. You know, perhaps there was a time that it was hard to learn Gemara. And you worked hard and you worked hard and you worked hard like the moon. And you grew and you grew and you grew and you grew and you grew. Now you can learn Gemara. And he was like, fine, I can learn Gemara. No, now I have to learn how to learn Tosfos. You made yourself back small again. And now I have a new journey. Now I have to grow in my davening, a new journey. Now I have to grow in my Yiras Shamayim, a new journey. And the sun, the moon continues to go through cycles of growing and growing and growing and then becoming small again. It's like a reset. And then we go to the next level. Katan, we're a katan. Zeha katan, gadol yiyah. Because we consider ourselves young. It's, by the way, it's the fountain of youth. If you want to stay young is that you're always looking towards what you could become and what you could be. You don't just say, okay, this is it. This is who I am. And it's a tremendous, tremendous lesson for us. Tremendous lesson to stay young in the sense of our Avodas Hashem. You see it sometimes. Guys come back from Eretz Yisrael, and that's it. They became old. They're young. They're going to school. They're building a career and everything. But when it comes to their ruchnias, they're already 80 years old. They've already become old. 90 years old. They're already like slowing down. They already became who they're going to become. They already steiged what they're going to steig. They already grew what they're going to grow. That's it. They're settling down. Hand them a cane. You know, give them a walker. Get them a nursing home. That's it. They're done. Yeah, in other areas of life, maybe they're moving, but more, less substantial areas. But that's not us. That's not who we are. For us, we go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. The moon resets itself. Now we have to grow again, a new Nisayan. It comes time for Shidduchim. The moon resets itself, a new Nisayan. There's a challenge comes. A challenge develops at home. The moon resets itself. There's another. There's more to grow. That's the way Klal Yisrael lives. So that's the first step. The second and final step is to understand what happened with Adar Rishon, because Rabbi say we've been oversimplifying it. It's not true that we count to the moon. You know that. If we counted to the moon, you would never have an Adar Rishon. The reason we have an adoration is because we count to the moon, but we're attached to the sun. That's the reason we have an adoration. Because the lunar year, 12 months of a cycle of 30 days, comes out to approximately, all this is approximately, 354 days. The solar year is 365 days. So approximately, again, I'm not getting into the 0.4, whatever, 0.6, but the lunar year is 11 days shorter than the solar year. So if we would just follow a lunar calendar, you know what would happen? Pesach one year would be April, the next year would be March, the next year would be February, and we would go through a cycle like that. We would have years where we're eating the Pesach Seder in August, and we're shaking a lulav in December. We would have years like that. You know, because the calendar would keep going, 11 days back, 11 days back, 11 days back throughout the year. But that's not what the Torah wanted. The Torah wanted that we should catch up to the sun. This is a big nekuda. The moon spends its life trying to catch up to the sun, right? It's trying to catch the sun's rays, catch more of the sun, to catch up to the sun. But sometimes the moon falls behind in the sense of the calendar. It falls behind, the lunar year falls behind the solar year. And Adarishan is the moon catching up to the sun. When the moon catches up to the sun, I want to explain to you what that means. What that means is, anybody tell me how we know that we should attach ourselves to the sun? How do we know that we should catch up to the solar year? Maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we just have a lunar. You know, there are religions that just have a lunar calendar. And their holidays can come out any time of the year. Who said, Achadish Azelechem Rosh Chodesh? Who says anything to do with the moon, with the sun?
Pesach has to do with spring.
That's right, because the pasuk says in Parshas Bo'i, "Hayoyim atem yoytzim b'chaydesh ha'aviv," because Pesach has to be in the spring. Why does Pesach have to? And since Pesach has to, just let me just theorize, why does Pesach have to be in the spring? Is it not? So therefore, what? The Pesach has to be in the spring. Therefore, there are different tkufas of the year. If it comes out in the calendar that Pesach is slipping into the winter. And it comes out during what's called Tkufas Teves, the winter Tkufa, so that's a problem. So we push it back, so Pesach comes out in the spring, but there's something very deep there. Listen carefully to it. I think we talked about this sometime over the last few weeks. We talked about, maybe it was also a Thursday, we talked about the fact that that we lay in the Parshias. You remember this? That we lay in the Parshias of Shema Yisva'era Bay B'Shalach, the wrong time of year. It's jarring, right? We're laying the parsha is the wrong time of year. But then we said, pshat, no, adarabba, we're laying at the right time of year. Because in Shvat, in the month of Shvat, even though externally nothing's happening, look at the trees, look at the weather, externally nothing's happening. It doesn't seem like we're close to spring. But internally, we know that from the Rosh Hashanah le'ilanos, the inside of the trees are starting to prepare themselves for the ultimate blossoming and being moitzi peiros and coming out and expressing themselves with all the chios that's bottled up inside them. You realize when a tree is standing there in the winter, it looks dead. Fascinatingly, this is a conversation for another time, but fascinatingly, dead trees don't lose their leaves. You ever notice that? When a tree dies, if you know anything, maybe in Connecticut we live around trees more. When a tree dies in the summer, the leaves die, and it just stays there with the dead leaves. It's a sign of the life of the tree that it knows when the fall comes to let go of its leaves. But then the whole winter it just looks dead until it comes back to life. So we learn the parshias of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Learning, that's on the inside. It's in our seichel. It's what we know. We learn the parshas of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Did it come out to the outside? Are we doing the parshas? Are we eating the matzah? Are we eating the maror? Are we drinking the dalet kaisis? Are we being mesaper b'Yetzias Mitzrayim? No. But we're learning the Torah of it. It's in the inside, in the roots. We're learning the Torah of it. When do we do it? We do it when the leaves come out on the trees. When the chios, when the life of the tree starts to express itself, and it bursts out and it sprouts out into the world, we do the same thing. We take that Torah that was cooking inside of us and we say, oh, B'dikas chametz, bi'ur chametz, kadesh, urchatz, karpas, yachas, we suddenly start doing everything. That's why Pesach needs to be b'chaydesh ha'aviv. Pesach needs to be b'chodesh Av because Pesach represents the freedom of Pesach, is that we were able to fully realize who we are. And you know this. You know that there's nothing more free than being able to be yourself. Free like the world out there thinks of free, there's nothing more limiting than that. It's limiting. It makes us feel terrible and it brings out bad midos and it makes us really subservient just to other things. Free is that I could take all my good midos and everything that's powerful and good about me and I could fully express it with joy and harmony in my life. That's freedom. Yitzias Mitzrayim is when the chiyus, the life of the trees bursts out to the surface. Okay, let's get back to Adar Rishon. It comes that winter, and it's a tough winter, and it's a dark winter, and it's a long winter, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that Pesach is going to come out in the winter. We're struggling. There are nisyonos out there. It's a bit dark out there. We're having a hard time bringing out our koichos, and we're in a sakana that we're going to have Pesach in the winter. It's not a good thing when we haven't brought out our koichos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches Chazal, in a secret, by the way, the secret of adding a month to the year is called in Chazal the Soid HaIbur. The secret of adding a month, and it's a soid, it's a secret that the Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer and Perek Ches says was taught to Adam Rishon from Hashem, and from Adam to Shem, and from Shem to Avram, and from Avram to Yitzchak, and from Yitzchak to Yaakov, and from Yaakov to Levi, I believe. I don't remember the Mahalach there, but ultimately it was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when to Moshe and Aaron by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he said, HaKadosh Hazel Lechem Rosh Chodashim, the secret, what's the big secret? The secret that even if it feels like I'm not getting there, even if it feels like I'm banging my head against the wall, I'm not able to bring out my koiches, it's not happening. I wonder how many of you, I know for sure I've had this, how many of you have fallen into a nisayan or a difficulty or dealt with an issue and you had this feeling, I can't believe I'm still dealing with this. How many people have had that? I can't believe this is still happening. I can't believe I'm still struggling with this. I can't believe this is still an issue in my life, in my family, in my struggles, in my Sur Meira, in my Aseitan. I can't believe it. It seems to be going on too long. And we could lose hope and we could think that we're going to just stay. It's going to be a long winter. Adar Rishon tells us that even when you're losing your strength in the winter, it's like somebody running a marathon. And he gets to the very end, and he could see the finish line in the distance, and he realizes that he just doesn't have the strength to get there, and suddenly he feels his friend next to him, holding onto his arm, and whisking him over the finish line. That is Adar Rishon. Adar Rishon is that Pesach wasn't going to come out in Chodesh Aviv. We were fighting to catch up to the sun. We were fighting the good fight, and we were trying to deal with our struggles, and trying to grow, and trying to stay attached to Torah, and trying to have Yiras Shamayim. We were trying, and it felt like it was out of our grasp. And that's why the Shla says that Adar Rishon is a difficult time. Says Reb Tzadik, no, but look what Adar Rishon is. Adar Rishon is the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, here, let me help you. Let me pull you along. Let me bring you to the Chodesh HaAviv. I will deliver you to the Chodesh HaAviv, Adar Rishon says. Don't worry. You were worried that you were going to get stuck in the winter? That your koiches weren't going to come out? I am going to bring you to Chodesh HaAviv. I'm going to bring you to Pesach. And that's the power of this month of Adar Rishon. No wonder it's a month of enormous simcha and enormous kayach. Let's take advantage. You know, a lot of times people relate to Adar Rishon in very childish ways, as I myself did for many, many years. Adar Rishon to me, when I was a young child, meant that Purim is going to come in an extra month, which is very sad. And then when I got a little older, it meant that the Zman is going to be a month longer, which was also very sad. And then, you know, and I think to some of the women, Adar Rishon is, shoo, Pesach is going to come in an extra month, which is very happy. But all of that is just silly things. When you get a little older and you have the opportunity to dig deep and to understand what the months are telling us Adarishan tells us, don't lose hope. I know sometimes it seems like a long night. I know sometimes it seems like a long winter. But there's a special kayach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us to carry us, each one of us, through our journey to the fullest expression of who we are. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give every one of you, every one of us, everyone in our yeshiva, the kayach to be able to handle the trek through the winter, and the siyata d'shmaya to be able to be carried over the finish line, the ultimate chaydesh ha'aviv, be'ezer Hashem, yashakayach. Thank you.